Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Steel sliding doors at the base of the passage. Thank you.
Happy 150th birthday, Canada. As of Saturday, July 1st, our national holiday of Canada Day, we have now entered the sesquicentennial anniversary of Canadian Confederation, which took place back in 1867. Canada is now the second largest country in the world that encompasses 10 provinces, 3 territories, and the shorelines of 3 oceans. We have earned autonomy from Great Britain, fought through 2 world wars, gained our reputation as a multicultural mosaic, a peacekeeping nation, and a reasonably just democracy, have notable healthcare, and love maple syrup, poutine, hockey, Tim Hortons, apologizing, and flannel shirts a little too much. Personally, I am proud to be Canadian. However, we still have issues to deal with, internally across the nation and externally as an international member of the global community. Compared to other countries, we are realistically still young. I learned in my Canadian music course during university that while Canada encompasses various national, ethnic, racial, and cultural identities across the earth, there has never been a solid, concrete Canadian identity. I think that maybe the search of such an identity is our identity, one that extends within ourselves and between one another. Or maybe, being a major quality mentioned during last week's Pride Show, our Canadian identity can become that of inclusiveness of all identities commingling together in fluid harmony and fellowship. The progressive development of respectful, understood, and positive relationships will bring Canada together as a balanced, unified country that could last into the indefinite future. Now, how about we continue SMK's Canadian celebration, eh? SMK is commemorating Canada's 150th with this special Canada Day weekend special, which contains 100% Canadian content. I have many progressive Canadian bands to feature, new, long-standing, or recently departed, with a majority of their music having been released in the past decade. We started the show with Calgary, Alberta's experimental electro-rock duo, InFilm, the duo consisting of Zach Howie and Sam Pekarchuk. We heard the first 2 songs from their 2014 debut album, Emporium. The first was North, an appropriate first song for this show to depict our Great White North. The second song was called Advent. In that same Canadian music course aforementioned, we learned generally about Indigenous music in Canada. One 21st century Indigenous music group that I learned about were called the Sweet Water Woman, a female vocal quartet from Sudbury who came from different cultures and backgrounds. They described their sound as world Aboriginal, greatly influenced by the North American Aboriginal culture, and encompasses sacred sounds you might hear in many tribal societies across the globe. Their mission statement, Sweetwater Woman will carry and spread the message of love, respect, and gratitude through our music, words, thoughts, and actions, to help bring peace, harmony, and healing to Mother Earth and to all our relations. They released only one album in 2005, Sweet Water. We will hear their song, Gwando Day, which in Mi'kmaq means Welcome from the Heart.
Hey, Gwando Day, oh, hey.
Returning to our spectral gaze after some time is Samson's Delilah from Dunster, British Columbia, with their intense rhythmic fusion of Latin guitar, reggae, rock opera, and various eclectic world sounds. From their 2016 debut album, Unfinished Humans, we heard their song, Thunder. We now have a double song observation set featuring covers of modern Canadian folk songs. Most Canadians would have heard of the Log Driver's Waltz before, composed by folk singer-songwriter Wade Hamsworth from the middle of the 20th century. The tune was made popular by the animated short of the same name produced by the National Film Board of Canada in 1979. The Hidden Cameras, as part of their recent 2016 album, Home on Native Land, an album dedicated to Canada upon the eve of its 150th, covers this tune, dubbed Log Driver's Waltz, sung by band leader Joel Gibb. The second folk tune we will hear is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, by folk artist Gordon Lightfoot, originally from his Summertime Dream album of 1976. It tells of the sinking of the bulk carrier SS Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior in 1975. Late Torontonian Prague violinist mandolinist Nash the Slash covers the song upon his last solo album released, 2008's covers album In a Gita de Nash.
Should ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes. She'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I do like to waltz with a log driver, for he goes burning down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burning down and down white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. When the drive's nearly over, I like to go down and watch all the lads while they work on the river. I know that come evening they'll be in the town, and we all want to waltz with the log driver, for he goes burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Please both my parents I've had to give away and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay, for there's none with the style of my log driver, for he goes burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. The log driver the waltz pleases girls completely.
I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but none is so fine as my lad on the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver, for he goes
burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Burling down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Thank you. you go on down, of the big lake they call Kichigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. When the gales of November came early, a ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, for the crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms, but an F only loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship rang, could it be the North Wind they be feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound as a wave broke over the ribbon. Did too, was the witch of November come stealing? The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain and the face of a hurricane west wind. Fellows, it's been good to know you.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Thank you.
Jupiter Hollow, the ambient prog rock metal duo from Barrie, make their debut on SMK. Consisting of Grant McKenzie and Kenny Perry, aged 21 and 18 respectively, Jupiter Hollow has put out their first release, the self-released extended play called Odyssey, at the start of this year. We heard the title track to their Odyssey EP. I have to say that these boys are talented for being a young, self-defining prog entity, so much so that they were included in Prog Magazine's All Around the World column a few issues ago. Next up is an instrumental pair of pieces, starting with Victoria BC's The Purveyors of Free Will, with Lament of the Obscure, from their newly released and personally enjoyable album, Blood Like Ink, Unbidden.
Thank you.
That extended, smooth-shaken, energetically bounden, post-rock workout instrumental was called Twin Burrows by the Brampton Guelph Band in one of SMK's favorite features, Enigmatis, from their new debut album, Face Club. Before our promo break at the top of the hour, I would like to play off Black Science, the third album by Sainte-Sue-Marie's Machine's Dream, recently released this past June on the Irish label Progressive Gears. I received my CD pre-order a few weeks ago, and I am actually impressed with its quality and detail, both physically and musically, of course. The song we will hear is the seriously toned UXB.